You ready? I've got this. Just let me go.
Let's pretend that this is a birthday cake, and we'll sing a new birthday song. Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear friend.
We sing to you.
Happy birthday. Okay.
Mr. Stop. Rogers can say it better than anybody. Happy birthday, little Bobby Boylan. Oh,
thank you. I thought I avoided the whole office singing thing, and then now we do it completely publicly.
Yeah. Your birthday, it's a big week for you. It was your birthday. You just turned whatever number is off the charts,
right.
and your book is coming out now this week.
I know.
Your song changed my life.
This has been an absolutely lovely week. My sister's in town, my son's in town, and I had the gathering of some wonderful people, and would you make that him stop?
Oh, it's Mr. Rogers, though. I mean, show a little respect.
Oh, my God.
To you. Anyway, special day for you.
Thank you.
And as my gift to you, I'm going to allow you the pleasure of playing the first song on today's show.
I like that. I think I'll do a takeover. In fact, I brought Loris Gottrich in here.
Now,
and,
hold on.
And you can take the rest of the show off.
See you, Robin.
Yeah, no, it's really been good. I like the beginning as a nice open. So I have this thing. It's by, do you know the group The Grateful Dead, Loris?
I'm aware of The Grateful Dead.
Yeah, so anyway.
I know about The Grateful Dead.
Hang on, let me take this mic. So Aaron Dessner and Bryce Dessner, the National, have helped. They've done a number of compilations for a label, Red Hot. You know the Red Hot organization. They did
a compilation for Arthur Russell that celebrated Arthur Russell's music.
Red Hot, that's the organization they're dedicated to fighting AIDS with pop culture.
Okay, that's
they
good.
Did,
no, that's
they
true.
Did, they had that Dark Was the Night
compilation. That's right, and now there's a Day of the Dead compilation. You've heard of this.
Yeah, a very, very, very long list of indie rock adjacent luminaries covering Grateful Dead songs, which I haven't had a chance to listen to this compilation at all, but the list certainly is diverse and maybe not at all what you might expect from a Grateful Dead compilation.
That's right. We got Jenny Lewis is on it. We got
War on Drugs. War on Drugs is on it.
Courtney
I'm still here, guys.
Courtney Barnett. Lucius is on it. Daniel Rawson from Grizzly Bear. Angel Olsen does a version of Addicts in My Life, which I can't wait to hear. There is so much amazing stuff. Ira Kaplan, you know Ira Kaplan from
Yola Tango.
Yola Tango is on it. He does Wharf Rat. And, oh, my gosh, Orchestra Baobab is on this. Lucinda Williams. It just goes on and on. Jim James does Candyman. But today, Lars, I have a song I want to play.
Who can take the sunshine?
And who could take the mic out? Push the button in. And I'm going to play The National doing a song called Morning Dew. Do you know that song? So it's on the first Grateful Dead record, and it's just a brilliant song. But I always thought just a kind of a beautiful song about a couple, but this song is really, it's about the apocalypse and what happens in these, and this couple that wakes up to the apocalypse, and there's nothing there, and I'm going to play this beautiful, beautiful song, Morning Dew, by The National. I thought I heard
people gone today. There's no need for you to be worrying about all those people. You don't ever see those people anywhere.
So is that does that launch into a 20-minute version of Darkstar?
Would be nice, right? They did release what how long was a 17-minute version of was it Terrapin Station today? Anybody know?
Yeah, I don't know. I never really cared for the Dead.
Oh no, I was a late fan. I had a friend in college. We all did college radio together, and me and my two other friends all had similar tastes in music. And one day, my friend Philip says to me, "One day, we're all going to get into the Dead." We all laughed. And then one by one, it happened to all of us.
It's true, huh?
So, Lars, I thought that what you had to play next, because you're next, was going to connect beautifully.
I think so. I don't know that William Tyler is a Deadhead. It wouldn't be surprised me.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
But William Tyler, he is a guitarist based out of Nashville, if you're not familiar with him. And for many years, he was a very in-demand studio musician in that part of the country, and played with Lamb Chop and Silver Jews. And then he started putting out these gorgeous solo guitar records. And slowly, the solo guitar meant guitar and band, or guitar and lots of other things. He left kind of like the John Fahey style that often gets associated with solo guitar records, and he kind of forged his own way into doing these like very rich and very textured records with bass and drums. And he has a new album coming out called Modern Country, and he's got a great band for it. Has Phil Cook, who plays with His Golden Messenger, has Darren Gray, who has an extremely long list, a very wide discography, everything from playing with the Dazzling Killmen, who are this great noise rock band, to playing with Jim O'Rourke, and then percussionist Glenn Cacci from most people would know from the band Wilco.
I like Wilco.
Did you hear that, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. So he has this new record called Modern Country, and I wanted to play a song called Gone Clear. And I don't know if it has anything to do with Scientology, but it certainly takes me to a very higher space.
Excellent. It's got a long build, too.
It's got a very long build. So
stick with it.
Stick with it.
Yeah. Thank you. love this guy.
I love the chimes are an interesting addition for William Tyler, and obviously that's Glenn Kochi providing that. And for me, when I first heard that, it sounded like one of those like Carol of the Bells, mm-hmm. but also Dan Deacon.
And I went Philip Glass.
Oh. And Philip Glass. So I kept expecting for like a split second the first time I heard it, I was like, oh shoot, is this going to turn into a dance party?
I like Philip Glass.
Yeah. And so that's William Tyler. New record is called?
Modern Country. That'll be out in June.
And I have a group, Lars, you're going to love this. Good. But I have a group. First of all, the band members are Tyler Randall. Mm-hmm. And so we got the Tyler connection and Rob Keenan. They are a group called...
I often go by Rob.
I don't know what that was. And they go by the name Daug Yalp.
What?
Anyway, yeah. I don't know how to say this. It's D-A-W-G. Now, if I use
it's Daug.
Yeah.
Daug.
See, I'm a Georgia Daug.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And Y-A-W-P?
I mean, that's Yalp.
Yeah, like I think it was named after like this guy's pit bull and Labrador, the Yelp that he sort of makes. Only it's not a Yelp; it's a
Yop.
Yop. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
dog,
I saw D-A-W-G and I thought dog. I mean, that's how we say it
gosh.
In New York, right? So anyway, but
get out of Brooklyn.
All right. But you say yours again, because
dog,
Yop, and I'm gonna play dog Yop, and I'm gonna play East Tennessee Blues, which is a song that I associate with Stanley Brothers more than anything else. But this is a band, a duo, and it's sitar and guitar doing this music. Now, when I think of old Appalachian music and old folk and traditional music, I often hear that drone. I think that's you maybe too. It's that what attracts
absolutely.
Me to that stuff. When I hear that sitar in there, it's just so perfect. So let me play the song. This is from an upcoming EP. Here we go. You ready? Hold on.
I'm holding on.
Yeah, good.
Want your greenback dollar, and I don't want your
That is fun for me.
Appalachian sitar. Why not?
Exactly. So the fellow Tyler Randall holds the sitar very much like a guitar. He said when he got it, the thing, he waited and waited for it. He heard heard Within You, Without You by the Beatles, wanted to know what electronic instrument it was. Found out from his fellow bandmate, Rob Keenan, that it was, in fact, a sitar. Ordered one. It came. The bridge was busted. The strings were loose. He said it took him 6 months to tune the thing. But I love what he does with it these days. And they're a Cincinnati-based duo. The EP is coming at some point. It doesn't have a name. We don't have a date yet. But I'm excited about this group called
Dog Yelp.
Thank you.
Go Dogs.
I think we're done here, Lars.
I have some
Thanks
good
so
music.
Thanks so much. Oh, what
I
a great show, Bob. You know, I really feel like we really ratcheted it up.
Right. Nice, tight
the quality
show.
Of this show.
Real connected.
Yeah. So might as well go while we're ahead.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Guys, Bob, Lars. Well, okay, so the other day I was on Twitter, right? And bands often send out tweets saying, hey, listen to our music, and we can never really get to all of the pitches that we get. But I got this one the other day from this band called The Nobility, and I thought, why not? Click the link, click through, listen to it, and I actually really, really loved it. This is a band from Nashville, and they just make this joyful, exuberant music. They've got a new record called Ashford Castle, and I want to share a song by this band I'd never heard of before. Twitter told me all about it, a group called The Nobility, and this song is called Wonderful Night. Anybody out there? Before band is The Nobility, and the song is Wonderful Night from the record Ashford Castle. This whole record is like this. It is just so joyful, and it's all about those harmonies. This is a song that Stephen Jerkins, the keyboardist of the band, he remembers that he was on a date with the woman that he would eventually marry, and they went to a Fleet Foxes show. And he said it was just this magical night for them, and he wanted to write a song about it, a song that captures that feeling you have early on in a relationship when everything is awesome and full of possibilities. And I think he did it in this song, The Nobility. I'm so glad that this band reached out to me via Twitter. And if you want to follow us on Twitter and tell us to please listen to your music, it's at All Songs or at NPROBIN. At All Songs and at NPROBIN. And we can't get to everything, but we try. We try to listen to as much as we can. Let's take a short break and see if maybe I can get Bob Boylan to come back in here.
Support for All Songs Considered comes from FreshBooks, dead simple cloud accounting software purpose-built for freelancers. Join over 5 million FreshBooks users who effortlessly create and send invoices in seconds with no formulas, formatting, or fuss. To try FreshBooks free for 30 days, go to freshbooks.com/allsongs and select All Songs in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Well, still no Bob. I've always suspected that he never really cared much for the music I play on the show, so maybe this is for the best. But I've got another one. This is a band called Minor Victories, and this is a group with members from several other bands, members from the group Slow Dive, Mogwai, and the band Editors all got together, formed this group called Minor Victories. Slow Dive singer Rachel Goswell is on vocals on this debut record that they have coming out called Minor Victories. And as you would imagine, the music is very moody and atmospheric, very ethereal and beautiful. And this song from Minor Victories is called Folk Arp. Folk Arp.
Thank you.
Minor Victories, the song Folk Arp from their album Minor Victories. This band, they recorded these songs for this record by swapping song fragments and ideas over the internet. In fact, they were never even in the same room together until the record was completely done. Folk Arp was the song from Minor Victories. This record is out June 3rd.
Free cake for every creature!
I knew you'd come back. Free cake. Free cake for everybody?
Every creature. It's a band.
You know, every time I get an email from the publicist about this band, I think for a moment, I see the subject line, free cake, and I think, oh, someone's having, a going away party or something on the third or fourth floor of the building, and they're free cake. I need to go check that out. And I end up wandering around the building for like an hour, and I never find anything, and then it's only later I realize I've been duped.
There you go. Well, it's my birthday, and I have a band called Free Cake for Every Creature. This is the music of Katie Bennett. She did 4-track tapes of her own music when in upstate New York, later now in Philly. Now there's a band, and they went upstate New York to record with the same people that did Power Bottom, a fellow by the name of Chris Daly, and also did Porches. I'm going to play a song off of this new album, comes out April 15th. The album covers a great picture of her with a dinosaur behind her. The record's called Talking Quietly of Anything With You. And it's coming out on Double Double Whammy. Here it is, Free Cake. And we'll play the song First Summer in the City. Sort of that school of wonderful little pop music that we hear from, the Double Double Whammy folks like Eskimo would be one that comes to mind.
Yeah, I loved all that tape hiss with it. It was like I was back listening to a cassette in my car in like 1982.
Yeah. Now, do you still have your 4-track Porta Studios?
I don't.
I don't. Still, yeah, I hung on. I still have mine.
I also just recently got rid of an old reel-to-reel, single reel-to-reel. Recorder, I wish I kept it, but it weighed like 500 pounds, and I've been moving a lot.
That's the only reason not to move it. Yeah. Just leave it. Well,
anyway, that was lovely.
Thanks.
This morning
free cake for every creature.
I was so dragging this morning. It's Monday. We're recording the show. I was really dragging, and so I put on my headphones, and this song by a band called Yak came up, and it was just the jolt I needed to completely reconfigure the morning and set me down a better path. This band Yak. These are three guys from London. I read one review of them that called them Britain's most exciting live band, and they're the kind of guys who destroy all their instruments through the course of the show, you know. But they're not like so wildly successful that they have these deep pockets to go buy new instruments, so they're always kind of like scrounging around trying to find replacement instruments.
Hey, can I borrow your guitar?
Yeah. It's like that kind of, I get that, you know, that kind of energy or anger or frustration or just whatever this unnamed restlessness is that you have in you that you...
Bourbon?
Yeah, you've got to find a way to get it out and you just want to tear everything up. I get that. Anyway, Yak. Yak is the band.
Don't destroy your mug. They
have a record coming out called Alas, Salvation.
Free cake.
Free cake for everyone. Alas, Salvation. And this song, it is out May 13th, and this song from Yak is called Use Somebody.
Excellent.
Words to live by, Bob. Use Somebody.
And we're off to New York City. New York, and we're going to go see, we're going to hook up with Sturgill Simpson.
Yep.
We're going to have an interview with him on All Songs Considered later in the week as our Plus One podcast, talking about his new record, A Sailor's Guide to Earth. And then we'll also be at La Poisson Rouge.
I'm going to talk with you all about your little book.
Aw, thanks.
At what point did you realize you don't know how to write a book?
That's the opening question.
Yeah.
Perfect. See you then.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.